we talk about the fact that the world is going crazy and how hard it is, especially as youth, to not go crazy with it. The struggle is real. You're going to reach a point in your life, especially as youth, where you feel, you know what, I'm done. I can't do any of this anymore. I have been carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders, on my own. No one understands me. I'm going through so much internally and externally. And it is true. As youth, we really do go through a lot of chaos from every single dimension. Whether it's the changes that go on inside us, whether it's the new worldview and mentality that we're developing every second of the day, because our understanding and our cognitive system is literally expanding. Whether it's the physical changes that we still go through up till a good age of 25, sometimes 26. Whether it's the constant bombarding from sicko, dysfunctional, broken education system, from society, from the media. Okay, first and foremost, you're not alone. Every single human being has gone through this, and it's the natural process of life. And it is, if we look at it from a bird's eye view kind of perspective, it's actually a blessing, because only once we are filled with this sense of hopelessness and utter and absolute distress that we are really driven to make a change for the better, whether it's for ourselves or for the society or the world that we're living in. Especially for the youth who are living in the West, I am talking from firsthand experience. It's really, really hard. On one hand, you are being told by, whether it's your religious parents, who even sometimes don't, might not have a proper understanding of religion or what's going on through your head, whether it's from the pressure of the society, the small close-knit Muslim community you're living in, telling you that, oh, you should be practicing your religion better, you should be a better Muslim, you should be doing more, they're comparing you to other people, they're comparing you to scholars even. And on the other hand, you're being torn to another direction by that corrupt society you're living in, telling you that your values that you've been taught by your ideology, by your belief system, isn't even right. Heck, it's even backwards. And at this point, they're even telling you that it's against human rights, it's against equality, it's against freedom of speech. So you're really torn, right? And the chaos is internal and external, and you're trying to hold on to the final, that last straw that's keeping you sane and still connected to your creator. What's important is for you to hold on to something that does not lose hope in you, even when you're losing hope in yourself. And as your little friend and your humble companion in these moments, I can tell you that that person is only Sahib Zaman Ali Salam. Because often in our lives, we don't even remember him, we don't even think about him, let alone have the strength to try to do something for him. But he is guiding us, protecting us, shielding us from so many worse things that could be happening from his position of so-called absence. It's really hard, but once you think that there's a person out there called Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam that gave up absolutely everything. Everything he had and everything he was, so that these, to you, seemingly broken pieces of Islam could reach. He sacrificed his children, his companions, his brothers, his sisters, their security, their safety, the sanctity of his home, the honor of his Ahlul Bayt, to protect the religion for you, that he loved you more than life itself. Just keep that in the corner of your mind when you feel that everything, including you, is falling apart. And I'm pretty sure you'll be able to make it. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.